Thank you. Welcome. This is the ORAN Software Community Meeting for September 23rd, 2020. Welcome. We will. Okay, that's interesting. Are other people hearing funny? I was having some feedback. Can people hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, we're getting that feedback. Sorry. Question.
All right. Let's continue. So, David Strobel is scribing for today. Just a heads up that we're kind of rotating on a monthly basis. So, David has one more week, but starting in 2 weeks, John Paul, it'll move to you to subscribe for a month.
It's okay, Jack. I'll have my scribing hat ready.
Okay. And then if you have any questions, you can ask David to hand off, but just getting that formality out of the way, let's do our roll call. Hi, I'm Jack Murray from AT&T. Jinri sent me a message that he can't make it. Is Weichin on to cover for him? No, I do not see Weichin. Okay, so David is here from Deutsche Telekom.
Hi, this is David.
John Paul.
Hi, Jack. John Paul here.
Masafumi-san. Do not see him. Uha?
Yes, good morning, Uha is here.
Thank you. William?
Hello, this is William.
Good. Ganesh?
Hi everyone, this is Ganesh. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. And Vishwa. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we have our quorum. And so that we'll continue. The next step is to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. And David has prepared them. The recording is here down below for September 16th, 2020. And you can scroll down and see the comments and notes that have been taken. And is there any questions, comments, corrections on any of the minutes? Okay. With that, you know, David, you make a motion to accept the minutes?
Yeah, I can make the motion.
Okay, do I have a second?
John Paul, I can second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Will Ganesh say aye?
You want to say
William says aye.
John Paul says aye.
All those against say nay. Okay, minutes are approved. Thank you, everyone. Let's move on to review today's agenda. I have two items I need to add. One is information about some security and questions that were brought to me by the ORAN security team. And the second one, if I remember it, I'll come back to it. The first one's really the discussion around the security update. All right, does anyone else have any items to add to the agenda today? Okay, and then we'll move on to votes and approvals. I think we have, Mahesh, you've made a request for some repos, correct?
That is correct.
And you've posted it to the email list. So I think this is the time we can take on that approval. Does anyone, because it's already been posted, does anyone have any questions on Mahesh's ask for initial repo? Since this is a new project, you know, it's we'll be sorting through the repo structure and committers here as we move forward. Any questions? Then can I, Mahesh has made a motion to approve his, for creating these repos. Do I have a second to approve?
Ganesh, I'll second it.
Thank you, Ganesh. All those in favor say aye.
David saying aye.
William says aye.
All those against say nay. Okay. So, Mahesh, you have your initial repos. You know, I know that it'll take time to sort through. Projects often, have additional discussions, needs as they work through the structure and deliverables that they have. So this should enable you to work with Trishan and be able to, and Felix to be able to get the repos in place.
Thank you, Jack. Just one quick question. Do I need to make a separate request for a JIRA for the project, or is that part of the approval?
I think all projects automatically get a JIRA. Is Trishan on? I would say that the approval of the project implies that you get a JIRA entry, because that's how we track all projects. So I don't think you need a separate request for that. So work with Trishan to get that created.
Okay.
If you have any problems, let me know.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Now, let's see. Okay, anyone else have anything that is up for votes or approvals? Okay, then let's move on to the copyright issue. Jinri is not here today, but this was discussed on the EC meeting this week. I've seen a number of emails. There's actually two parallel activities that are going on, actually three. The third one is new, but the first two are the ones that we've been tracking. The first one is getting alignment with the 3GPP and Etsy for copyright permission. There's some people who have volunteered to step in and help try to push that. That's been reiterated that that's an important aspect. The copyright issues within ORAN itself are, you know, we have permission and I'm working to get some clarification on a couple of points out of our legal team, Stefan. And, you know, the third point is we're getting a range of questions from additional projects, and the projects are multiple. OAI is one that's listed here. There is also ONF projects, as well as ONAP projects, asking about, you know, the specifications, access to the specifications, and then that leads to copyright permission for the implementation. So just to bring you up to speed, one of the things that has been is in place is the copyright permission for OSC from the specifications. And just to reiterate, anything that is in OSC, anyone who uses OSC code downstream inherits that copyright permission because you're using it as downstream of OSC. Now, we don't put the specifications themselves here, but we are putting code, and as part of documentation, some of the documentation. So one of the options to solve this problem for where other people use it is to document any code required or any information required from the specifications as part of the OSC, then these, instead of each organization having to go through a complicated copyright request and review and, you know, constant repeats, is they could work with OSC to either use the code we have or add to our documentation key pieces that are of interest. For example, the ASN messages or error messages or API documentation that's needed to be shared. And then if they, you know, referenced it from OSC, then they would be granted that downstream capability. So that's one of the other discussions that we're having, trying to figure out how to make that process easier for organizations to work with the material and still have OSC play a role in helping the community get access to that information to expand the software.
Jack?
Yes.
So you are now saying there's some kind of agreement between ORAN-SC and ORAN Alliance on the possibility that ORAN-SC contributed code as some kind of license for the specification, for use of the specification?
Well, for any copyright material in the specification that ORAN-SC uses and is released as part of our documentation and software under Apache license and our documentation license, which is slightly different, is granted downstream copyright privileges for that information. And I confirmed that with Stefan on the legal team. So otherwise, the open source wouldn't be useful to anyone, right? If it doesn't convey the copyright privileges with it. That's part of what the Apache does.
Do we have that written down anywhere?
I am in the process of getting that clarified and confirmed. But that's it has to work that way. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to use any of the open source to build anything, right?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. So that will be, that I think is a mechanism that will help two things. One, simplify it for different organizations. And two, those organizations can participate here to make sure that the information that they need gets documented as part of the work we're doing and then gets used downstream or upstream, you know, downstream from the code, even if it's like ONAP and it were to be used in ONAP and then pulled back. But if the source of the documentation is in ORAN SC, it should be okay. And I'll get clarification on that. I'm exchanging emails with Stefan to figure out how best to post this material so that we can get clarity.
Okay. And the EC you were referring to was the ORAN Alliance EC?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Jack, there's a fourth question then, and maybe it could be rolled into one of the other copyright issues, is the question of changes and modifications. And this, I think, was discussed on the mailing list, is if we find issues with the copyright stuff that we get from 3GPP, as an example, and we want to be able to make or suggest changes, whether we have a process in place and how ORAN would interface with 3GPP for those changes and modifications to take place.
Yeah, 3GPP, that's where it gets to be slightly more complicated. ORAN by itself isn't a member of 3GPP, and so work about those contributions and changes has to be done through one of the companies that's involved in the project. And so, at least that's my understanding of it. So we would have to work that back up into one of the companies would take the leadership to sponsor, but we would then, and this is something we do through the standards group, and then we would coordinate with the other members of ORAN to make sure that they supported that activity, who are part of 3GP, you know, part of ETSI or part of you know, the 3GPP structure. That's my understanding of how it will have to work for 3GPP.
Okay. I guess then we probably need to identify the member companies that are part of 3GPP that can then be the interface between ORAN and 3GPP.
Right. Well, we have a committee. The ORAN has a standards committee. Brian Daly is one of the co-chairs from AT&T that you can reach out and ask questions for. I think right now, Dave Kinsley of Qualcomm is also involved in helping in that, because he's also involved in OAI, and so they're trying to work it out. But you can reach out to certainly Brian Daly as co-chair of the standards group to work those items. They're the ones that are supposed to own the interface to the standards, external standards groups. Obviously, the working groups, you can participate directly in the working groups in ORAN to have those changes for sure. ORAN documentation. All right.
Sorry, Jack, can I just ask a follow-up question, please, just for further clarification? So you're saying that the OSC can use any spec or material from the ORAN Alliance, and then, you know, and here where you say use, you're referring to refer to or reproduce or redistribute even code that's produced by the ORAN Alliance?
For the purposes of open source software, so for example, we don't have permission to reproduce the entire specification. So we can reproduce portions of specifications that are related to the implementation of open source software. So tables, APIs, any messages that are documented as part of it that would need to be reproduced as part of software, all of those components are, I think, what's currently covered in our grant. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well then, can I have, please, a follow-up question or two then? And then that's then redistributed, usually under Apache license, so it's completely bypassing the ORAN license, redistributing via OSC. Can I ask then, maybe a rhetorical question, why would anyone contribute IPR'd material to ORAN Alliance if it can leak out via OSC under Apache?
No, so that's what I'm saying. The specification can't, only the tables, right? So if, you know, like ASN messages, error messages, APIs, that's what we need to implement the software, right? We're not reproducing the whole specifications, but you know, if you're going to implement the software in Apache, then that's what you're intending to do, is release that information for the implementation of the software. So we're not releasing the entire specifications.
And, just the useful parts.
Well, I mean, the specific textual representation is what's covered by copyright, right? So it's how you present the material that is covered by copyright. Now, copyright does not grant any patent protection or patent rights. It only grants protection, you know, to reproduce the printed material. So copyright does not grant any patent protection or any patent rights with copyrighted permission. It allows you to reproduce the representation of the material, meaning logos, meaning text that is written, but it has no implication at all on patent rights or permission beyond the, you know, representation of the material.
Okay, because the Apache license does come with a patent grant. Is there a patent grant then between ORAN Alliance and OSC? And in which case, how can we use IPR protected material that's in the specs? Even if we have a copyright grant, we may not have a patent grant.
Correct. You still have to work that out through the. This is part of the ORAN. Patent common, you know, license agreement that as a member of ORAN that you go through, right? That's not, it's been a little while and I'm not the expert in it, but you still have to work through that permission from ORAN to use the materials. That's the whole point of contributions through ORAN and the ORAN IPR protection licenses. copyright doesn't grant anything to do with that protection. You still have to deal with those rules from the standpoint of patents, right? So Apache only grants permission for the person who generates or makes the specific code contribution. So if AT&T were to write the code and contribute the code, all I'm saying is that from an AT&T standpoint, I'm good with you using that code and the patents associated with that code. It does not imply anything from Ericsson or Nokia or anyone else. And that's all Apache code written anywhere, right? The only person that's covered under the Apache patent grant is the actual contributor of that software's company.
Okay, but if, again, maybe I'm misunderstanding, and that means that you're pushing the burden of blame then to the contributors in OSC, because anything that they write to, anything contribution they make to OSC would be released under Apache 2 does have a patent grant, but you're saying that it would be the contributors then that could be possibly violating a patent by taking something from the ORAN Alliance and essentially adding it then without having secured a patent grant from ORAN Alliance.
No, so patents are, now you're getting into, I really should get one of the legal team on to talk about this. That's not really my space, but my understanding is a patent violation doesn't occur until you actually build something and deploy it and, implement it, so I'll have to get people who are more, who cover this topic in more detail, but just writing the code doesn't violate a patent. Talking about it doesn't violate a patent, from my understanding. It is the use of the code in that competitive and being able to demonstrate that you've done harm to the owner of that patent where patent prosecution would become an option, from my understanding. But I am not an this is just a discussion. I'm not the expert. We should really get the experts together if you have questions on that.
Yes, please.
All right. Any other questions on patents? Okay. Our copyrights. In this particular case, I mean, the whole goal is to focus on the APIs and the common, messaging and pieces to really make things interoperable. All right. Anything else? Any other questions on the copyright category? Okay, let's move on. So William, there is discussions going on at setting up a call, I think as early as next week, with OAI discussing broader relationship between OAI and ORAN. And then of course OSC is part of that discussion, but only part. So that work is going on. If people are interested, they should reach out to William or myself. So we have a call next week. We're trying to set up a call next week.
Very quickly, Jack, is that a reboot of the conversation we had with the OAI guys earlier this year, or is there something new to share?
It's principally that, but I think it covers three topics. One is, a general alignment statement between OAI and ORAN. There is a, you know, everybody wants to, you know, be clear about the relationships in the public view. Then there is the copyright material question, and then there is how do OSC and OAI work together. The third one is still, from my standpoint, complicated. We can't, their code is primarily a FRAND license and thereby can't really be pulled in to our repos, but could be treated in a method similar to what we're doing with the Intel, where it's one of our test, you know, kind of a test environment, but still we would require building things like the O1 and A1 interface or the front hall interface or different things to make it work with in the broader ORAN framework. And that probably would mean a joint project with OSC to, you know, align it with other things that we're doing. And that's where the challenge comes, because who puts up the resources? How are we going to make that happen? You know, in Intel's case, Intel stepped up and created our ODL Low project with resources to help facilitate that with Ganesh at the ODU High to make that work. So that's some of the challenges that we have is, you know, who's going to take on and contribute the resources. If there's a member who's interested in the OAI code and getting it into that state, it would be helpful to reach out to me or Jin Ri to let us know, but that's one of the challenges that we have. Because as far as I know, it's primarily a university, you know, and lab-based grant, you know, permission, and that's, you know, principally where it gets used. So.
So these are the challenges which I guess we need from an OSC or from an ORAN perspective. We need to see how we can interoperate or work with that licensing regime. That's one of the things to be considered. Okay. Yes.
And that's kind of the barrier here in trying to get that to be worked out. But we'll work on it. We'll continue the discussions. If you're interested, you're happy to join and participate.
Great, thank you.
All right, let's move on. Marketing, does anyone have any ORAN related items to raise or marketing questions? I think, you know, Ritwick, you asked for some time with the OSC to talk a little bit about
yeah, RSAC consensus.
RSAC and some of the different open source relationships.
Yes. With the talk. Yeah.
Right. So you want to set up a separate meeting and invite the talk members to have that discussion?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Let's see, status of open. All right, so I think we're up to the point. Ganesh, you were going to cover SD-RAN investigation summary this week.
Right. I can go out, right?
Yeah. I'll stop sharing.
Yeah, so quick updates. I don't have a slide on it, but I spoke to one person who's leading the RIC development in ONF. His name is Oz, who participates in WG3 representing ONF. So I had a detailed discussion with him on what their plans are. And first thing he wanted to clarify is about the conversation we had, the concerns we had, right? They're not trying to compete with the Oran OSC, first thing. And they have their own approach of building a RIG platform using or reusing their SDN controller platform called ONOS. I think they call it Micro ONOS now. So they are building a RIG platform now, and they're also investigating and contributing in WG3 related to the RIG to XAP communication based on open APIs. I think that is one focus area for them. They're trying to get some companies to develop XAPs on their RIG platform. That's something they're working on. And the commonality or the synergy between our Oran open source and ONF's effort as per us is that there are interfaces, the external interfaces, where we have the A1 interface and some of the ET interface support and other things. So they are already exploring collaboration with Oran open source contributors in the RIG side. So this is something that they will go forward with to collaborate with us to make sure that at least in some areas where there is commonality, there will be even potentially a code sharing is what I'm being told. But I believe they're in discussions right now. Maybe not. It has not come to us yet, right? So in a formal request or how to do this in a collaborative way between ONF and Oran open source. So looks like they are already in touch with some of the common members between ONF and Oran open source. So we should see that coming to us in a formal way soon. And this is the direction in which they are going. At least there'll be collaboration and even code sharing in future with their development effort. This is the summary, everyone.
Okay, does anyone have any questions?
Maybe just a comment here, Jack. If ONF is interested in collaborating and interested in contributing, is there not a challenge here that by creating a separate community, or maybe I misunderstood here, but if they create a separate community, is there not a challenge here whereby we fragment our efforts across a number of different communities all looking at similar things, if not the same thing? So why would ONF not bring their contributions within into the ORAN activity or engagement and try to influence the specifications in the alliance or the code in the OSC if they have ideas or suggestions in terms of how things can be done differently or improved upon? So it's more just a general question about, right, do we not risk here fragmentation of activities where we split ourselves so thin over numerous different bodies? It's trying to get anything done then becomes very difficult because we've got so many competing interests.
I agree wholeheartedly with your concern, in the sense of, you know, this is a big task to pull together, you know, pieces that work and then actually support, you know, a variety of different implementations. Even for example, an ODU, we might have more than eventually more than one ODU low, for example. And if they're not bringing it here, then you know, it is very fragmented. And it's very concerned, like, if some company were to develop XAP in one RIC, it doesn't really work on another. Or when we get up to SMO, you can develop one RAP, but it doesn't work, you know, on the different SMOs. And so this interoperability piece is really one of the key tenets of ORAN, and one of the concerns that we have without bringing things together more in OSC and getting them to work together, and doing that as and leading that into the test framework and testing. So what does, you know, what does, you know, what does ORAN software mean if everybody's implementation is unique and different? So these are the challenges. Obviously, we're making progress on testing some of the interfaces, but, you know, the overall system is more, you know, has to build on the interfaces and take it beyond that. So there's been a range of discussion here with ONF. I know I've heard of different companies' comments, but I'm not directly involved in the negotiations. I think AT&T is involved with trying to address this exact issue. Now, I'm assuming that Ericsson's not really involved in ONF. John Paul?
No, I don't believe.
But it's also a hurdle for, they have, you know, they have a body of software that they're trying to continue to leverage and move forward because that's part of their strength. But this is a key issue across ONF, OAI, TIP, ONAP, Acumos. I mean, all of these entities that really we need to pull together to get a consensus. This is a very important conversation. Anyone else have anything?
So Jack, this is Tracy, and I think you're absolutely right. There is rivalry among all of these organizations of one form or another. Sometimes it's healthy competition and collaboration, but I'm not aware of any obstacle, anything standing in the way of ORAN or OSC importing anything from ONF. We've done it in the past. The debate between ONUS and Open Daylight in Linux Foundation networking has been going on for years, and somehow we muddle through. I don't think we're barred or prevented from using whatever ONF developed.
Yeah, I think the challenge always is if some of the people working on the code don't get involved in your project like an OSC, you don't have the core expertise to use the full sophistication of the code. So it's harder to just block, you know, absorb code from, you know, other entities without a certain amount of participation. But these are the things that we should be talking about. But right now, it seems they're more interested in pulling code in. I know they were one of the first people who downloaded RIC code when we first released it, you know, even as part of our beta code to look at it. So there's always been interest. The question is, how do we work better together? So I agree there, Tracy. All right. Anything else there, Ganesh?
No, Jack. The only part that's to be seen is how formal this interaction is going to be, right? Will that reach TOC to have this kind of conversation? Should we even have them in one of our meetings to talk about it? I don't know how it needs to be taken forward if they have an intent to work with us, right?
Right. And that's why I hope that, you know, we can form an interface project where we can work together on making sure things interoperate and, you know, mm-hmm. advance the whole system. That's really where my interest is. You know, we're not progressing fast enough at making a kind of a working system. That's what, you know, obviously we're still a fairly young project, and we just added, you know, the SMO, which will help to pull some pieces together, but how do we keep advancing towards making a, you know, a more useful system for people and get something that can really get closer to driving and supporting commercial implementations, not replace commercial implementations, but support them and get them to interoperate. So, all right. Anyone else have any questions on the SD-RAN or ONF? If your company is an ONF member, please go talk with them. Try to support the collaboration and efforts if you're involved. All right. The next one is the OCU development and OCU for Cherry use cases. I think Jinri isn't here. Is there anyone from the OCU team? All right. I think we're in trouble with this portion of the project. I was away, but it seems that the current OCU team is being reorganized. The person from China Mobile, Yingying, who was leading that, has been reorganized to a different assignment. In my understanding, I'm not the definitive source from that. Jinri would be clearer as a source on that. And so I think the though we've gotten some initial contributions from a company in being sponsored by China Mobile, we're struggling on the OCU. So this is a very important topic for the community, and I guess we're going to have to raise this back up to the EC for discussion. I don't know if anyone else has any thoughts or ideas, but I think we're just stalled right now on the OCU. Yeah, I believe we are, Ritwick.
Yeah, so I think there are a couple of alternatives. You know, we for traffic steering, we need this OCU to be there. We're making good progress on it in the OSC lab. We've installed the DU low, the DU high. I think Viavi is now installing the EPC. But as you say, the OCU is the entity that's not there. So I've asked Ganesh to see if they can make a contribution to the OCU closed source just to push the traffic steering work along. And so I think he's still thinking about it and he's discussing
it. Right. We're working on it, Ritvik. So Spurti and I, Spurti is in this call. She represents ODU High. So actually, we had to do some amount of due diligence to make sure that the CU we bring in is compatible indeed to the ODU code, right? So some due diligence is required, and Spurti and team are working on it. And because of this COVID situation, our offices are closed right now. To create a new setup is becoming a challenge. And probably in a few days, probably by early next week, we should give you an update on the feasibility of using our binary. Spurti is fully on it, and we are almost talking every alternate day on this topic.
Thank you. I appreciate it greatly. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Yeah. That was one alternative. The second one was I was chasing Viavi. Ultan is on the call, but I think theirs is an NSA mode, not standalone mode. So nevertheless, they have an R&D version of the CU, which may be useful. But not directly for the traffic steering, because traffic steering, we're trying to do it with the standalone code. And then the third option is, if we can work with OAI, I think OAI has a CU code base, but obviously doesn't have the E2 interface, and we might be able to do something, but that's maybe a longer term plan. So there are a couple of options, but I think maybe the most promising one right now is Ganesh is trying to help out here.
Well, yeah, that's good as a test and integration, you know, piece to support.
Well, an open source piece, right.
Now, is the ONF code, do you know if it is Apache licensed or is it, you know, what did they build it under? Is it a proprietary implementation?
I think it's Apache. Well, their ONOS controller is Apache too, but usually they intend to interact with other vendor products over the A2 interface, like with Mavenir's product or
that's
something
right.
like that.
That's yeah. right, Ritvik. So they don't have a plan for their RAM nodes.
Yeah. Right. But their main interest is the RAM controller. Yeah. So I think this is one of the challenges. You can, I think, maybe buy CU simulators. They're expensive, but obviously won't have the E2 interface on it also. So from an open source standpoint, I think, you know, what China Mobile was trying to do was the right direction. They had the SDAP layer, the PDCP layer. They were implementing that in recognition with Working Group 8 specification. But then that got stalled because of all this, you know, change of hands and things like that. So, yeah, maybe I think it's a good idea to bring it up to the EC because this is a showstopper in my mind. Yeah. And, you know, naturally, right, the traffic steering use case will still flow over to Dawn release because the CU has to accept the command, the control action from the traffic steering XApp to do a handoff. So that probably won't happen if the CU is not there yet in Cherry release. And then we also have some epics identified. David and I work to get some epics identified for Dawn release. Maybe next week we can go through some of that. Yeah. Okay. That was the update.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions? You know, for Ritwik, we kind of covered the requirements. Software Architecture Committee as well during that update. Anyone else have any questions for him? Okay, is Felix on?
Yes, Felix here.
Okay, how are things going for the integration and test? Any questions or issues that you want to raise?
So I have been initiating discussions of Mahesh. Basically, we start to help the SMO team to set up the integration and the CI/CD job pipelines. And we came up with a plan, and we're going to follow through. And we are also talking with the ODU teams and to solve some of the CI jobs building failure problems. And I'm getting familiar with all the teams and primarily we found some problems with the current CI job settings. I do want to mention one problem, and I think that this problem has been mentioned multiple times previously, which is that our current Docker repos in the CI pipelines, the staging repos will constantly remove images after a while if nobody's using it. So this actually creates a lot of problems for the CI pipelines. I want to discuss with the Linux Foundation's release engineering teams to see if we can find better solutions. And okay. That's one of my tasks this week.
Yeah, can you open a ticket for that? And I'll look into the retention time for you.
It's more than that, right? So basically, I want to see if we can actually have a repos that we will keep all the history of the images. So I want to explore options. Maybe I will arrange a meeting, then we can discuss options here.
Yeah, I don't want to just blanket allow everything forever because then the artifact server is going to fill. But maybe we can find a balance.
Yeah, like, why don't you open a ticket?
That's too long, you know. Like.
Right. I think you need to open a ticket about the issue and then set up a meeting to discuss how we resolve the ticket This way with the ticket, you know, it becomes an item that can get tracked on the, you know, on the LF side that there's an issue and that we're, you know, but we can work towards what the solution is. How's that?
Got it. Will do.
All right. With that, we only have a couple minutes left. There is one other thing I wanted to mention on the security side, and that is the ORAN software community has requested that we add another scanning tool to the process. I brought it to Trishan's attention, and we're discussing it. The tool specifically they requested was a a third party pay for use tool. LF has a tool that should be comparable, and but they already have use of that tool, so it wouldn't cost us anything to add that scanning, but it's not the exact same one as was requested by the security, so I have to go back to the security team and have them give me feedback about if there are differences or concerns. But there is a request from them. I think there's an overall interest and focus in the larger ORAN community on addressing security. There's been a couple of published discussions, and so the security team is looking at our procedures and starting to ask us to update them where appropriate. So you'll start to see more of those items raised, so we may get some more guidance on, making sure our implementations, even at these earlier stages, implement some of their security guidelines. So we have some work to do. There's also badging in LF that has to get done. I'm looking for somebody who would help lead that activity. Maybe they've been part of the LF badging in the past, to help coordinate that activity so that we can start working through the badging process. So we need some help there. If anyone has experience or the interest, please reach out and let me know. So that's kind of an update on some security items, more to come. I think security is always an ongoing activity. So it's something we always need to focus on. And but at times it'll become a little more, get a little more attention. So we need to make sure we're up to speed on the security guidelines now that we're starting to produce a little more functional modules. All right, with that, any other business before we close out the meeting? Okay, things are quiet. So then I guess we'll go ahead and close the meeting for this week. Next week, I will spend more time with the PTLs. So PTLs, be ready to talk a little bit more about where your projects are, in the CHERRY process, and so that we can get a brief summary of where you're at and how you're progressing, and if there's any open issues. All right, with that, I'll go ahead and close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.